Missouri.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Well, we welcome you back to Silver Lake High School. It's starting to fill up with a few more fans as we get set for our second game of the doubleheader. If you're just joining us, the Sabetha girls, a tough one in the second half as Silver Lake rolled away to a 62-39 win, and now the Blue Jay boys will try to get one on the board in the nightcap. Brandon Salmon, Logan Bitterman, and Chance Link, Colin Felkamp, beg your pardon, in studio, helping us out here tonight. Has got a couple minutes until the start of this one, and again, it's going to be tough for Silver Lake, a team that's 4-8 this year. They get, obviously, the number one team in 3A in Sabetha. They are undefeated, 12 games in and 12-0 under 33rd-year head coach Scott Berger. And we've talked all season long, me and the head coach, and, you know, he continues to praise the team's hard work, but he knows there's still a lot to be determined and a lot still to play for. And although they have accomplished plenty so far, there's still a lot more to go.
Yeah, there's the second half of the season to go, obviously, Brandon, and for the Sabetha boys. You got some games coming up, obviously, beating everybody once in the Big 7 League. You're going to get them all the second time around. Well, the second time around, they've already seen you once. Who knows what's going to happen the second time around again. But for Sabetha, the good thing is the two teams who are supposed to be, you know, your biggest matchups this season, Holton and Perry. Well, Holton, you got to go down there and play them the second time around. You put a, you know, kind of just walloped them the first time in Sabetha, but now you got to go to their place. Good thing with Perry, yeah, it was really close. Perry had a chance to knock you off, but now it's got to come to Sabetha. So that's going to be a really, really big opportunity for Sabetha to get a very, very credible win there. And again, we talked about the Big 7 League. You know, the Sabetha boys are ranked number one. They're ranked number one for a reason. Obviously, you know, there's something to say about when you're ranked. We talked about Silver Lake girls. They're ranked number seven for a reason. They're a great team, and it's just you got to find it every single night. For the Sabetha boys, we talk about certain guys, obviously Matthew Garber especially, and what he does from the point guard aspect of it. But the thing is, Sabetha boys, they have one guy, it seems like every game, it switches. One guy kind of just takes over, and everybody else just kind of feeds off of that, you know. That's the sign that you got to find for the boys. They play in a really great league, obviously the Big 7 League. Silver Lake is going to come into this one again. We talked about it. What's going to hurt Silver Lake in this game? Well, Cameron Kniper's not here. Sabetha played against him once in Perry. They're going to get him a second time. But Cameron Kniper, when he was here at Silver Lake the last couple years, he was the huge part of helping Silver Lake try to knock Sabetha off. But now he's gone, so what's Silver Lake going to have to do?
It's going to be a challenge for Silver Lake, no doubt. A Blue Jays team averaging right under 60 points per game. They hit 50% of their shots, and when you play the Blue Jays, you struggle to score. Opponent shooting just 36% from the floor and less than 23% from three. So Sabetha not only doing it on offense, they're doing it on the defensive end, and right now the number one ranking in 3A. And a Silver Lake team that is coming off a win on Tuesday night. They beat Santa Fe Trail 81-62. That win for the Eagles snapped a four-game losing streak. Well, let's dive into it. Road Blues for Sabetha, home whites for Silver Lake. Let's get to tonight's starting lineups. And let's start for Sabetha, the number one team in 3A, the Blue Jays, 12-0 under Scott Berger. They'll go like this. Matthew Garber, a 6-foot senior, the leading scorer, 18.4 points per game. Noel Niehaus is a 6'3 senior, 3 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. Marcus Bauman's a 5'11 junior, 7.5 points per game. Then you have the Twin Towers down low. Davis Roki, a 6'6 senior, 14 points and 7.5 rebounds per game. And then Christian McAfee, a 6'3 junior, 11.8 points per game, 8.4 rebounds per game. Roki and McAfee have combined for 33 block shots this season. So again, for the Blue Jays, it is Garber, Niehaus, Bauman, Roki, and McAfee. For the Eagles of Silver Lake, 12 games in, they are 4-8 under head coach Johnny Roberts. They'll go like this. They got the Johnson brothers in the backcourt, Spencer and Dane. Spencer, a 6'2 junior, 4.7 points per game, and Dane, a 6-foot freshman at 5.3 points per contest. Elijah Lopez is a 6'4 junior, 5 points and 3 rebounds per game. Ian Stidham's a 6'4 senior, 6.2 points per game. And Troy Hyman is the leading scorer for the Eagles, a 6'3 senior, just under 11 points and 4 rebounds per game. So again, for Silver Lake, it is Johnson and Johnson, Lopez, Stidham, and Hyman. Well, getting set, and a good crowd on hand both sides of the floor as we get set for the number one team in 3A. And they've bounced back and forth here in the last couple of weeks. They've dropped back to 2 a couple of times in the rankings. They went from 2-1 this week. They're kind of going back and forth with Southeast of Saline. And right now, Blue Jays are the team to knock off. And as I mentioned before, Scott Berger, just such an old-school mentality. You got to love it. And, of course, this being his final season, what a storybook it ultimately could be with what they've been able to accomplish now and what they can accomplish moving forward. They just got to stay consistent. That's the key.
Yeah, and obviously I just talked about it, Brandon. You're going to get the Big 7 League a second time around. Those best boys, they're undefeated. Here's the biggest, at least I've kind of alluded to this, Brandon, with the best boys. There's kind of an ironic scene, if you will, with them. They don't really play a lot of subs. You see about 2 guys off the bench. You kind of start seeing Jacob Grimm slowly getting in there a little bit more and more, game in, game by game. But the Spezza boys, ironically, if you kind of watch them, it's kind of like Royal Valley last year. You really have your starting 5, maybe 1-2 guys off the bench. That's about it. That's great. You know, it's tremendous. But when you start getting into those deep, you know, tournament runs, especially at something like State, other teams that have a lot of depth, you got to try to find a way. And the biggest thing Spezza boys have done this season that we're not used to is foul trouble staying out of it.
And just like that, they go inside to Noel Niehaus, who gets the first bucket for the Blue Jays. Just like that, 22 seconds in, they lead it 2-0. Good opening possession. Now the Eagles get their first touch from right to left in this first half on their home floor. Man-to-man defense by the Blue Jays.
Right quick, Brandon, last time Sebastian played on this court was against Royal Valley in the sub-state championship game last year.
There it is. A little familiarity there. Lopez to the top of the key. Now Hyman drives. Little up and under move, missing the layup. Good defense there by Aroki, and a rebound for McAfee. Here's Niehaus on the block, turning, kicking. Here is Aroki now firing a 3, and the big fella knocks one down from the right wing. Make it 3-ball number 9 for Davis Aroki, and a 5-0 start for a Blue Jays a minute into this game. How about Aroki, 6'6", all-league a year ago, 19 block shots. He hits a 3-ball at 34%. Can do it all. A 5-0 start here for the Blue Jays. Hyman a drive. Shot is up, no good. Rebound for Sabetha. Another quick possession gone for the Eagles. Here's Bauman at the point up top. Left side pass. It goes to Roki. Puts it on the dribble once. Now McAfee inside. In the paint. Up close. Shot is up and good. Too easy. And a money play for Christian McAfee. 3 have scored. 7-0 Blue Jays. 90-plus seconds in. Blue Jays not missing a beat here early. And the Eagles get on the board. This is Spencer Johnson driving baseline. Garber guarding him. Now Lopez inside. Shot is up. No good. Tipped in the air. Rebound McAfee. Eagles coming up blanks early on offense. The Blue Jays have 3 buckets and 3 possessions. And not 4 for 4. Garber missing short. Rebound Hyman. Silver Lake pushing it up the floor. Here's Lopez. Might have got away with a walk. Kicks it out top of the circle. Now there's a travel called against Ian Stidham. And the first turnover by Silver Lake.
Yeah, and you talked about that missed 2-point shot by Matthew Garber earlier. Just a little bit ago, the last possession. I also forgot to mention tonight, Brandon, both girls, for Silver Lake girls and Spezza boys, for the Spezza boys, Matthew Garber is the Burlington MVP.
He was.
Of that tournament. For the Silver Lake girls, McKinley Kruger got the honors for the MVP on the girls' side of the tournament.
Well, Garber easily going to earn himself all-league once again, and a 3 from the left wing is buried by Marcus Bauman in a quick Silver Lake timeout. 5 possessions, 4 buckets, and the Blue Jays storm out to a 10-0 lead at 5.5 minutes to go in this opening quarter. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting, and kind of continuing and piggybacking off of the Garber conversation. Unanimous All-League a year ago. He's averaging 18 points per game. He's one of the best guards in the state, definitely at the 3A level. And you can argue right now the Blue Jays have 3 players that are playing at an All-League level. Garber seems to be a no-brainer. Roki was All-League a year ago. He's averaging 14-7. And then McAfee quietly with 12-8 per game. It's just, you know, fairly balanced across the board. And it's crazy because you mentioned, you compare them to Royal Valley. Your starting 5 is so good. You see maybe 1 or 2 off the bench, but that's it. They're not a deep team, but it hasn't been a problem for them this year so far. And it's not a problem here early. 10-0 their lead against the Eagles. 5:20 and counting first quarter. Out of the timeout, Eagles try to go inside to Lopez. Johnson gets it back in the corner after it was knocked away. Stidham reversing the basketball. This is Dane Johnson. Now left side. This is Spencer Johnson for three. No good. Chasing that one down in the corner and out of bounds. And McAfee goes flying into the student section and comes out of there unharmed. Nicely done by both sides. 5:07 to go. Eagles retain the possession, but Blue Jays out with a 10-0 lead. And they go man-to-man here. Hyman, right side pass. Dane Johnson now a touch on the wing. Guarded by Marcus Bauman. Up top to Lopez, looking left. Goes that way. Now sets a screen for Spencer Johnson. Right side to Dane. He'll drive. Kicks it left. Hyman. A wing three is on the way. This one no good. Tipped around and a rebound for Noel Niehaus. And Niehaus had it knocked away and out of bounds. Blue Jays will keep it. 10-0 their lead at 4:43 to go in this opening quarter. The numbers are just rather staggering. They average right under 60 points per game, does the Blue Jays. They give up 43 a game, so roughly on average winning by about 16 points per game. They hit 50% of their shots and nearly 35% from three. Garber missing a three from straight on. Hyman the rebound. Silver Lake still trying to get on the board. Hyman drives through some contact, no good. Tips out of bounds, and it will stay with Silver Lake as we'll get an Eagle sub here. As it's Jared Johnson, no relation to Spencer and Dane, by the way. So you got Spencer and Dane Johnson, who are brothers, and then just another Johnson with Jared, who now checks in. And Spencer does go off the floor, so still only two Johnsons out there for Silver Lake. I'm hoping we get all three of them out there at one point. But a great start here for the Blue Jays. Hyman has it up top. 10-0 Blue Jays here, coming up on that halfway point in the first quarter. Little floater in the lane. It misses everything, but Lopez gets an offensive rebound and then throws it away. Scarver comes away with a steal. Long pass looking for Roki. McAfee gathers. Floater in the lane. Too strong. Niehaus the rebound and rejected out of bounds. Good defense underneath by Stidham. But the Blue Jays will keep the possession at 3:54 to go and a 10-0 lead. And our first sum of the game, Preston Michael for the Blue Jays. Niehaus will get a breather. We'll also see Braxton McDaniel, the 6'4 senior. Big body inside for Silver Lake. Garber over the top at the elbow. Comes back and gets it at the wing. Drives by Hyman. Little reverse layup, no good. Tipped in the air, battling for it. Still fighting for it. And finally, Silver Lake comes away with it. McDaniel, who just checked in, coming away with it. 10-0 Sabetha, 3:40 to go in this first quarter. And that was knocked off the chair. That should have been out of bounds, but they don't blow the whistle, and the Blue Jays get that possession. Here's McAfee inside, underneath, scoops it to Michael. Left side in the corner. Now McAfee at the elbow, drives, a little layup, it's good! A little English and the foul for Christian McAfee. Chance for a three-point play, a 12-0 start for the Blue Jays. McDaniel just checking in, picks up his first foul. Boy, how about McAfee? 4 points, couple of rebounds here early. He doesn't shoot any threes, but he hits nearly 60% of his shots inside the three line. Bauman comes out as Nathan Voos will check in. And the free throw is good by McAfee. 3-point play, he's got five. And a great start continues to grow. 13-0 Sabetha, 3:17 and counting first quarter. This is Hyman, the leading scorer for Silver Lake. Just under 11 a game. Here's a three from the left corner. No good. Rebound Sabetha. McAfee has it, pushing it up the floor to Roki. Roki crossing over. Garber at the point, looking right. Goes that way to Michael. Right back to Garber. Silver Lake going man-to-man here. We've played 5 minutes. Now three to go in the quarter. A 13-0 start here for Sabetha. Now McAfee at Jay. It rattles in there from the left elbow. McAfee doing it all in this first quarter. He's got seven and a 15-0 start for the Blue Jays. Now the Eagles, can they chip away at all here down the final 2.5 minutes? Because it has not been a good start for them. Here's a drive. Dane Johnson kicks it to Lopez. Spins in the paint. Left side to Johnson again. Knocked away. Roki trying to battle for it. Hyman comes away with it. Has it at the top of the key. Works it right. Gets it to Jared Johnson, who steps in. Back to Hyman in the corner. Baseline drive. Gets underneath. Left his feet. Gets it into the corner now with Dane Johnson, who drives. Bouncing it into Lopez. Kicks it out left. Here's Hyman, has it knocked away. McDaniel gathers at the free throw line. A deep three by Jared Johnson is no good. Hyman gathers with the offensive rebound. Still trying to fight through it between a couple of bodies underneath. And a 3-second call finally will be an Eagles turnover. A lot going on in that possession as Niehaus and Bauman are going to check back in. Garber and Roki will get quick breathers. Exactly 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. 15-0, Sabetha out in front. I'd say a pretty perfect start for them so far.
Yeah, I would definitely say that too, Brandon.
Well, Bauman's going to bring it up the floor from left to right. No pressure by the Eagles. They will play man-to-man. Here's Preston Michael with the basketball. Right side on the wing. Up top it goes to McAfee, who has 7 in the quarter. Here's Bauman around a screen. Pulls up straight on from 18. It is a swish. Marcus Bauman, a pure J. He's got 5 on a couple of buckets. 17-0 Blue Jays. Coming up on the final 90 seconds of this first quarter. McDaniel inside on the block. Turns, fires, and hits. And the Eagles are on the board. It's Braxton McDaniel for 2. 17-2 Sabetha, 1:25 to go in the quarter. Here's Vuce, right side on the wing. Holds it at the hip, bounces it up high to Bauman. Backing out near midcourt with 1:17 and counting. Michael, long pass to Vuce, back to Bauman, right wing. Now skips it to Preston Michael, who fires a 3, and everything is falling for the Blue Jays right now. Michael, his first bucket, his third triple of the year, and it's a 20-2 quarter here with a minute to go. Hyman drives for Silver Lake. McDaniel at the free throw line, pulls up. It is short. Rebound Nathan Vuce. Vuce near side, brings it up the floor. 45 seconds to work. Back to Bauman, left side. Now Vuce inside, bouncing it to Niehaus, has to save it, throws it into the backcourt, and Bauman saves it and somehow gets it off to McAfee. Here's Vuce, fakes in the left corner, gets it out to the wing. Now Bauman, a deep left wing three, is good! Marcus Bauman, are you serious? 8 points for Bauman. It's 23-2 here in the first quarter. 20 seconds to go. McDaniel inside, who has the lone bucket for the Eagles. Kicks it, good extra pass inside. Dane Johnson kicks. Now a 3 by Stidham is no good. Rebound Marcus Bauman. 9 seconds for the Blue Jays. Bauman a little casual across the timeline with 4 to go. He wants to put a man on skates. Gets around a defender, a 3 at the buzzer. Not this time, and that's the end of the quarter. My, oh my, the Blue Jays were flying here in the opening quarter. 23-2, they lead it by 21 points. Very balanced across the board. We'll step aside. Second quarter coming your way next here on Kansas Land Radio.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room, too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Service is the key word you get when you pull into AG's service at 121 South 8th in Sabetha. Their goal is complete car care. They do custom exhaust, wheel alignments, brakes, shocks, struts, and tie rod ends. See them for tune-ups, oil and lube, batteries, tires, and computerized wheel balancing. And keep your vehicle looking good with their touchless automatic car wash. Stop in. They earn your business at AG Service, 121 South 8th in Sabetha.
KNZA.
An absolutely dominant quarter for Sabetha. They lead here at Silver Lake, 23-2. That's right, a 21-point first quarter lead as we start the second quarter. And out of the break to start this second period, Blue Jays going into a 2-3 zone. Lopez inside, shot is good. Much-needed bucket for the Eagles. And Lopez is on the board with his first basket. It's 23-4, 25 seconds into this second quarter. Now Roki inside, too easy. Davis Roki now with 5. They get it right back. It's 25-4. And how about this 2-3 zone when you extend it out and you put Roki up top at 6-6? It really makes you work up top around the perimeter. And a left wing three is on the way short, but an offensive rebound for the Eagles. And then stepping out of bounds is Spencer Johnson, and another turnover for Silver Lake. Make it 5 in the first half. But you see how they switch things up. That entire first quarter they play man. They come out in the second quarter. They extend that zone out. Eagles looks not necessarily rattled, but trying to figure that out here early. Roki again inside, too easy. Well, Roki's just too big out there, and they're going right inside to him, and he's getting easy layups at the rack, and now he tips one in the air, nearly causing a steal, and now he comes away with it. Now Garber wants to go coast to coast. He'll take it himself, but a block shot. Jared Johnson gets the rejection. Blue Jays will keep it. A 27-4 lead as Hyman comes back in for the Eagles. Replacing Brody Deiter, sophomore who saw a little bit of time there. But it is all Sabetha here early. 6:47 until halftime, 27-4 is their lead. A 23-2 first quarter. And now the officials talking to Silver Lake head coach Johnny Roberts about something. Eagles team 12 games in, a 4-8 record, taking on the number one team in 3A. The undefeated Blue Jays looking the part here tonight so far. Roki inside again, too easy. 9 for Roki. 29-4 here early second quarter. Niehaus also along with Roki, the top of that 2-3 zone. Bauman, Garber inside with Michael in the middle. And you see the Eagles, there's not a lot of movement between the zone. It's a lot of perimeter passing. Here's Hyman steps in, a little floater. That's a difficult finish. Nice finish there for Hyman. And a big bucket, his first of the night, 29-6. Blue Jays by 23. Eagles going man-to-man here in the second quarter so far. And quickly right back into Roki. Turns and gets it up and in. Another bucket for Davis Roki. It's fundamentally sound. I mean, he's getting it on the block, a little drop step, goes up with the left hand. It is too easy. Do you know if he's left-handed or is he a righty? I think he's a right-hander.
I think he's right-handed.
Yeah, he's a right-hander. But he's putting it up and finishing strong with the left hand. He can use both hands. Here's an offensive rebound. And Hyman drives, missing again. Nice box out there by Michael to draw the foul against Lopez. And the Blue Jays get it back with 5:41 to go in the half. And a 31-6 lead. As McAfee sets the check back in. Michael gets a seat. Well, the first quarter, it was kind of a mix between Bauman and McAfee, and it's been all Roki here in the second quarter. I think it's three straight buckets for Roki. He's got it on the wing. Now skips it to Bauman left corner, who fires a three. This one is short, but McAfee the rebound, and he puts it up and in. We could probably give Bauman the assist. It won't go down that way, but... An offensive rebound by McAfee and a stick back. He's got 9. Hyman drives. Good finish. And Hyman now with 4 makes it 33-8. Blue Jays in front at 5:09 to go in the half. Well, at this rate, Eagles so efficient, or I should say the Blue Jays, beg your pardon, so efficient here offensively in the first half. Bauman a little pull up from the left corner, rattles in. That's a smooth jump shot for Marcus Bauman. He's got 10, 35-8 Blue Jays, 4:47 to go in the half. Hyman, right side kick, Dane Johnson for 3, short, tipped in the air. And an offensive rebound by Stidham. Now it goes back up top to Jared Johnson, knocked away in a steal. Roki, little Euro, and a left-handed finish, and the foul. The big fellow with 13, a Euro in the lane. It's now 37-8. Jared Johnson picks up the foul, his first, but, man, how about this start? Roki with 13, a chance at a three-point play. This could be a 30-point lead midway through the second quarter. Call it a jinx. He missed the free throw and the rebound, and then standing on the line was Stidham, and that's going to be an Eagles turnover. So the Blue Jays get it back after the missed free throw with 4.5 minutes left until halftime. Leading here at Silver Lake 37-8. Garber trying to throw it in. Needs to get it in. He can. It's a 5 count. That's the Blue Jays' first turnover. Well, you expect them to come back to earth a little bit. Things happen. But it's been rather perfect so far for the Blue Jays here on the road. Eagles get it back. Hyman brings it up the floor from right to left. Blue Jays looks like they're back in man-to-man, so switching it up from that 2-3. Hyman to the elbow, kicks it left. Stidham is called for a travel. make that 9 first-half turnovers by the Eagles. Spencer Johnson's going to check back in for Silver Lake, replacing Stidham. We have 4:20 to go in this half. 37-8 is our score. Blue Jays in front. It's the dominant performance so far. Roki has 13. Bauman has 10. McAfee with 9. And a tip pass and a turnover by the Blue Jays. Eagles get it back. Here's Hyman, right side pass. Spencer Johnson puts it on the dribble. Had it knocked away at the elbow. Picks it up there. Bouncing one inside. Now McDaniel on the block. Turning on McAfee. A lot of contact. No call. Getting the rebound is Niehaus. Up to Garber it goes. Now another turnover. Blue Jays back-to-back turnovers. And the Eagles get it back. Right side on the wing with Johnson. Inside McDaniel turning. Facing. Now back against the bucket. Now puts up a shot. No good. But a foul. They get McAfee with his first. And free throws coming up for the big fellow, the 6'4 senior, Braxton McDaniel. Well, what if I told you before the game at 3:41 to go in the second quarter, it'd be 37-8, Sabetha, and Matthew Garber has yet to score?
Well,
probably wouldn't agree.
Score, maybe.
As McDaniel hits the first free throw. But yes, Matthew Garber has not scored here in this first half. And Sabetha's lead is 37-9. Others doing it. Bauman in double figures. Roki in double figures. A missed one there and a rebound for McAfee. So Bauman walks it across the timeline. 37-9 Blue Jays. Garber has it inside McAfee. Gets underneath. Nice bounce pass to Niehaus in the corner. Drives a little bit. Now Bauman has it. Roki a touch at the elbow. Back against the bucket. Garber at the point. Gets a screen. Left side on the wing. Bauman in the corner. Open for three. Not this time. Tipped in the air. McAfee saves it, gets it into Roki, who puts it up and in. 15 for Roki. McAfee with the assist. It's a 30-point first-half lead for the Blue Jays.
It looks like Coach Scott is going to get basically what they call a platoon swap coming in here at the next dead
ball. Yeah, five fresh ones are going to come in here for the Blue Jays. And what is now a 30-point first-half lead. There's a whistle and a foul on Roki. I believe this should be free throws coming up here for the Eagles. It'll put Spencer Johnson at the line for two. Well, we're going to see the heavy line change. Grimm, Ulrich. Also, let's see, Michael's going to check in. That first free throw was good by Spencer Johnson. Makes it 39-10. And Jacob Grimm also in there, Preston Michael. And the second free throw good by Spencer Johnson. His 2 points here in the first half. 39-11 Sabetha. 2:50 to go in this second quarter. Michael up the floor, Boos on the right wing, works it back to the top of the key. Left side pass it goes. And Boos now to the right side with Michael. Here's a skip and a drive and a travel. Four turnovers now by the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
So Silver Lake, in what's been kind of a struggle in this half, facing some of the reserves here. 39-11 is the score. Hyman has it, leading scorer, man-to-man defense for the Blue Jays. Here's a drive, kind of an awkward shot. It's flipped up and in and counted, plus the foul. Hyman now with 6 and a chance for one more. It's now 39-13. 2:18 to go in the half. Ulrich picks up the foul at first. Troy Hyman, a 6'3 senior, the leading scorer for Silver Lake this year. 10.7 points per game. He averages 4 rebounds. Contest as well. Hits the freebie and has 7 in the first half. 39-14 Blue Jays. Under 2:15 left in this second quarter. Here's Grimm up the floor to Boos. Boos caught in a double team. Now Michael has it towards the wing. Skips it Ulrich's way in the left wing. 5'8 senior Boos has it right side to Michael. They're looking inside. Now Boos kicks it left corner back to Ulrich. And we're under 2 minutes to go. Yeah, Scott Berger tried to call a timeout. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting at 1:47 to go in this first half. And what's a 39-14 Sabetha lead? Brandon, Logan, Tylenol with you here tonight on the Sabetha Channel and on Kansaland Radio. Do have a couple of girls' games that have gone final. Of course, if you missed it, Silver Lake winning the first game tonight, 62-39 over the Blue Jays. Holton girls on the road. They won at Chapman 31-30. And how about Perry Lecompton girls? They get to the championship game of the Jefferson County North Tournament. They beat Northeast tonight 50-38, so they'll get the winner of ACCHS in Rossville tomorrow in a championship. Big 7 usually having some good showings in midseason tournaments.
Yeah, obviously the boys in this game, they're the Burlington champions this season. So, yep, they're kind of showing it. They're playing a team that was down there as well. Silver Lake was there as well, and they're up by 25 right now. So that's it.
39-14, late first half. Here's Boos after the timeout, top of the circle. Ulrich gets the touch left wing, puts it on the dribble once towards his left side. Long pass over the top back to Boos. They want Michael around the elbow. They finally bounce it to him, facing, bouncing on McDaniel, gets it inside. A little Dirk Nowitzki fadeaway for Preston Michael off 1 foot. 5 now for Michael, makes it 41-14. How about that little fadeaway step back? Everything's fallen. Here's Hyman, gets underneath, a lot of contact, and a blocking foul on Jacob Grimm. That's going to be his first, and team foul number 4. Stops the clock at 70 seconds remaining in the half. And we're going to get another deep sub here. Tyler Minold is going to check in, and Preston Michael gets a breather. Already seeing reserves late in the second quarter. The game right now, all Sabetha at 41-14. Here's Hyman on the right wing, drives, turns. Needs to keep that pivot foot down, had it knocked away in a steal. Here's a 2-on-1 break for Sabetha. Back to Ulrich, layup good. Nicely done. How about that by Nate Vinold in transition with a nice assist. 43-14 at 45 seconds to go in the half. McDaniel. Boy, talk about two beefy bodies inside with McDaniel and Grimm. And Grimm gets the foul. Kind of a touch foul there. Not much there. But Grimm picks up his second quickly. And team foul number 5. The Eagles with the ball. 42.5 seconds to go. Trailing 43-14. The number one team in 3A putting on a clinic here in the first half offensively. Here is Dane Johnson. Back inside. A touch for Jared Johnson. McDaniel now on the elbow, lost it. Big body hit the floor, and that one's taken away by Grimm. 25 seconds to go. Ulrich has it. Picks up the dribble. Back to Boos. Left side to Grimm in the corner. Gets underneath. And a whistle and a foul. A blocking foul against McDaniel. His second. Team foul number 4 against Silver Lake.
As of right now, Brandon, it doesn't look like we're going to get in the bonus for either team.
No. It'd be...
I don't know if I've ever seen
that. Fouls apiece, and
I don't think I've ever seen that in a high school game where you go entire half and either team gets the bonus.
Here's an entry pass inside. Shot is up, no good. Rebound for Silver Lake. They have a chance at the final shot. 10 seconds to go. Here's Hyman with it. Crossing up his defender, gets by Grimm. Shot is up. Good, and the foul. So they get Hyman with an and one. I think they get Grimm on the foul, which would be his third. Score is now 43-16. It's 6.1 seconds to go. Hyman has 9 of the 16 for Silver Lake. We'll get another sub in.
Checking in for Sabetha, number 33.
Kellen Winger has checked in. Scott Berger has gone deep, and I mean deep into his bench, which is something you haven't seen a whole heck of a lot of this year, despite games getting out of hand, and that's what we've seen here in the first half. Sabetha, chance, Ulrich shot, no good, and that takes us to the end of the half. 43-16 is our score, an absolutely dominant performance by the number one team in Class 3A. Halftime is next, brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. It's all Sabetha, 43-16 here at Silver Lake. Talk about it a little bit more after this here on Kansaland Radio.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. 785-284-7611.
Let Village Sampler in Sabetha help spoil your loved one this year. Valentine's Day will be here soon. Pre-order your gifts to ensure availability. Choose from fresh flowers, fresh chocolate, covered strawberries by the Buzz Cafe, candy bouquets, a wide selection of green plants, candles, and home decor. Village Sampler will have free delivery to the Sabetha schools on Tuesday, February the 14th. You'll find all your Valentine's gifts, flowers, and decor at Village Sampler in downtown Sabetha.
Sabetha Community Hospital is proud to offer a wound care clinic staffed by Susan Luger and Christy Hartig, as well as a team of nurses and technicians, all with advanced wound care training. The Sabetha Wound Care Clinic at Sabetha Hospital is an outpatient facility offering a comprehensive approach for patients with non-healing wounds. The clinic is open Mondays from 8:30 to 4:30. To learn more about wound care, as well as all the services and resources available at Sabetha Community Hospital, visit sabethahospital.com.
Rainbow Fiber Internet construction has started for the Bromley Park, Jackson Park, and Mount St. Scholastica Fiberhoods. These three fiberhoods comprise over 20.4 miles of fiber and serve 626 residents and business locations. To learn if your home is in a Rainbow Fiber service area or if it is coming soon, visit the website fiber.rainbowtel.net. Now is the time to submit your information for fast, reliable fiber internet at fiber.rainbowtel.net.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports, your sports authority, Kansasland Radio.
Halftime again brought to you by Schlegel's, or correction, nope, it is brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Brandon, Logan, and Colin with you. It's been all Blue Jays here in the first half. This boys game has been dominant, 43-16, and that was after the Blue Jays outscored Silver Lake 23-2 in the first quarter, able to build that up to 43-16 at the half. And we saw Scott Berger go very deep into his bench. We saw some guys who don't get a lot of minutes get some meaningful minutes late in that second quarter, and you know, we may see a little bit more of a rotation like that come the second half. You know, this lead right now is very large for Sabetha, but boy, they picked up pretty much where they left off and certainly look like a number one team.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it there in the first half. Just seemed like everybody was getting their shots to fall. But the biggest thing, Brandon, Matthew Garber didn't have a single point.
He did not score, no.
He did not score in that first half. And I made the comment there in that first half. He was the Burlington MVP. He was the best player down in that tournament. We've been arguing, you know, here towards the end of the first half of the stretch of the season, and obviously right now as well, he's probably your best player in Class 3A in the state, if not one of the best in Class 3A. He hasn't scored yet. That just tells you the rest of the players, you know, Sabetha, it's like we said, it's not just one guy. It seems like every single game it just kind of rotates, you know, and then it's everybody else kind of feeds off of that. The biggest question mark, we're going to see it here in the second half. You'd have to expect Coach Scott Berger is probably going to start his original starting five.
I would think
to
so.
To start the second half just to get it, you know. But if you're Sabetha.
Well, Silver Lake, they chipped. I mean, they got down big.
Yeah.
But once the reserves kind of came in, mm-hmm. Silver Lake gathered momentum. They started getting some points, and they chipped away a little bit. So I would think, yes, kind of a similar scenario. I would expect the starters early in the second half and then just kind of see where it goes.
Yeah, and he'll probably just kind of get the backups in, you know, slowly and kind of do what he did there in the first half. But the Sabetha boys, you could ask for a better start. Obviously, you know, we looked at some of their games earlier this season. Again, we did the Perry game. That game went right down to the wire. The Holton game, that we figured that one would be probably the team to beat for, well, if you're Sabetha, that'd be the team that would give you probably the most trouble. First time around this season, it seemed like it's Perry. But again, the Sabetha, they kind of dominated Holton the first time around. Again, they're going to play him a second time. But tonight, it's an all Sabessa. You know, and if you're Silver Lake, what do you have to do in the second half to even try to make this a game? Well, you got to slow down the starters for Sabessa. If they come, if they start in that second half, and you're able to slow them down, you can get a transition basket. Who knows? This game could completely flip. But as of right now, if you're Sabessa, just keep doing what you're doing. And then, obviously, if you're Silver Lake, you got to find something defensively that you can turn around and use on offense to get going.
Well, the Blue Jays were led by Davis Roque, who had 15 in the first half. They got 10 from Marcus Bauman, 9 from Christian McAfee. They got 5 from Preston Michael, 2 apiece from Noel Niehaus and Will Ulrich. And again, Matthew Garber, leading scorer, 18 a game coming in, held scoreless in the first half, but that has not affected the Blue Jays at all. Eagles were led by Troy Hyman, their leading scorer. He had 9 in the first half. They got 3 from Braxton McDaniel and 2 apiece from Spencer Johnson and Elijah Lopez. Silver Lake had 11 turnovers, 10 rebounds, and they were 4 of 6 at the line. Blue Jays, 4 turnovers, 12 rebounds. They were 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. In our halftime score, Sabetha 43, Silver Lake 16, a 3-minute timeout. Second half coming up next here on Kansaland Radio.
Flatbed drivers, CommTS and Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CommTS and Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
For 41 years, Floyd's Truck Repair has handled all semi-truck and trailer repairs and on-road services. With a dedicated and experienced team of employees, Floyd's Truck Repair is looking for its next local owner to take over the business. Call or stop by Floyd's Truck Repair, Old Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Lucret Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
We've all heard the phrase, that'll buff out, but in the collision repair industry, this is usually not the case. At Moral Collision Repair, we are prepared for the cases that take more than a buff job to restore your vehicle to pre-accident condition. Our high-tech paint booth and quality refinish allows us to return your vehicle to you with a better-than-factory paint job. Moral Collision Repair maintains excellence in every detail, from quality of our equipment to doing our part in protecting the environment by being the only shop in this area to spray water-based paint.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Oh, a heck of an entertaining halftime during that timeout. You had a Silver Lake fan hit a half-court shot for $20 and a 2-liter of Pepsi.
Actually,
crowd went bananas.
Rephrase that. She played on the girls' team.
Oh, it was one of the girls'
yes.
players. Okay, well, it was a very good shot from half-court and got a 2-liter and $20 for the prizes. We welcome you back here to our broadcast tonight. Brandon, Logan, and Colin with you. It's a big Blue Jays lead here at Silver Lake, 43-16, as we're underway Quarter number three, and we talked about it at halftime. Yes, the starters are in right now. We'll see how kind of the ebbs and flows of the second half go. But we saw plenty of reserve minutes in that second quarter. Here's Garber, have yet to score in this game. Bauman in the right corner has scored. Pulls up from 17. In there. Rattles home. Bauman with 12. Makes it 45-16 at 30 seconds into this quarter. Man-to-man defense for the Blue Jays. We've seen them switch it up a little bit in the first half. They'll start man-to-man here. Here is Spencer Johnson inside to Lopez. Lost it off his foot. Johnson picks it back up. Right corner. On the wing it goes to Dane Johnson. And a travel's going to be called here against Stidham. And that's now 12 turnovers by the Eagles. 50 seconds into this third quarter in what is a 45-16 Blue Jays lead. If they get it to 30 going into the fourth, we'll have a running clock.
Or any time they hit 30 in the fourth.
Correct. Currently with a big lead at 45-16. Now McAfee a touch. Good extra pass to Niehaus who lays it up and in. Four for Niehaus. It's 47-16 in the lead right now in the quarter at 31. Here's Hyman bouncing one right corner to Dane Johnson. Back up top to Hyman. Puts it on the dribble. Pass Roki. Spinning on Roki. Kicks it back to the point. Johnson drives. Kicks it to Spencer Johnson. So again, Spencer and Dane are brothers. And then they also have Jared Johnson. No relation. Here's Lopez inside working on McAfee. Little jump shot is good for Elijah Lopez, who now has four. 47-18, Sabetha. 6:16 to go, third quarter. Looks like the Eagles are in a 1-3-1 zone. Garber high left with the basketball. Into the corner, Roki, why not for three? It is good. Davis Roki, another triple. He's got 18 in the game. That matches the Silver Lake scoring. It's 50-18. Here's Johnson in the corner, short on a three. McAfee the rebound. Garber up the floor. Roki, showtime with the hammer time jam with two hands. It's Davis Roki now with 20 points in the game. It's 52-18. And a deep three. It's an air ball. McAfee's going to let it go out of bounds. Well, Garber doesn't need to score. He can throw out assists.
Well, you know he wants to score.
Yeah,
he's going to try to get a basket.
I think he wants to win.
In this game.
I think he wants to win. We'll see. Be shocking. I think Garber gets on the board at some point, but it's been an impressive night, no doubt. And here's a whistle and a foul inside
and
against Silver Lake.
The other thing, Brandon, one thing I just kind of noticed in this game, we talked about the fans. Obviously, for Silver Lake, this is a home game for them, and we've heard Sabetha's student section more than we've heard Silver Lake so far in this one.
Sabetha's got a good fan support here on this side where we sit. Students came out. Garber set to throw it in. 5:26 to go, third quarter. Blue Jays 52, Eagles 18. The number one team in 3A looking the part here. As Garber's pass deflected out of bounds on the inbounds play, we'll try it again. Just moving a little bit more to his left. Garber no looks it to Roki. Why not? The heat tag gets a toilet bowl. It spins in and out on the three. Spencer Johnson the rebound for the Eagles. Why not? I don't blame Roki for taking that shot. It was a certain heat check, and it was nearly still hot, but it just rimmed out. Here's Hyman in the right corner for Silver Lake. Lopez now in the left corner. Roki closing out on him. Lopez driving, kicks it inside. A whistle and a foul. It's on the floor. Blue Jays will have their first of the third quarter, and they get Roki with his second. 5:01 to go in this third quarter. 52-18, Sabetha. Hyman gets it, top of the point. Long three on the way is good. Troy Hyman now with 12 to lead the Eagles. It is 52-21 at 4:52 to go in the quarter. Here is Garber, right side pass to Bauman at the elbow with McAfee. Picks it up, looking. Now Roki gets it back in the corner. Skips it near side to Garber. Trying a three to get on the board. No good. And a rebound for McAfee, and he puts it up and in. 11 now for McAfee to go along with eight rebounds. 54-21 Blue Jays at 4.5 minutes to go. Go inside McDaniel. McAfee went for the steal, and it's an easy bucket for Braxton McDaniel. He's got five. And a foul's going to be called against Hyman, who knocked over Garber after that bucket. Good sportsmanship helping him up. Nathan Boos, Preston Michael checking in. Roki and Garber will get breathers. Just under 4:20 to go in this third quarter. 54-23. Sabetha's lead is 31. Eagle showing some pressure in the full court. Niehaus gets it across. Now Michael back to Bauman. We'll slow it down. Eagle sitting in a 2-3 zone. Here's Voos, right side up top to Bauman. Inside to McAfee. Good left kick to Michael. And they get 3 seconds. Niehaus in the lane. Turnover by the Blue Jays. Make it 5 in the game. And they're first of the third quarter. 4 minutes down, 4 minutes to go in this third quarter. 54-23, Sabetha. Trying to earn that split as the Silver Lake girls won big in the first game tonight, 62-39. Eagles with the basketball. Spencer Johnson, now McDaniel, short corner right. Bouncing it to Lopez on the block. Gets inside. A little reverse layup is good. And the foul. Nicely done. Elijah Lopez now with 6 and a chance for one more. Blue Jays foul against Preston Michael. His first.
And a quick score update. Brandon from the JCN tournament, I believe. Rossville and Effingham. Rossville up 35-30 in that girls game at halftime.
The winner of that would get Perry LeCompton, who beat Northeast tonight 50-38. Lopez connects on the free throw, capitalizing on the three-point play. He's got 7. 19 of the 26 Silver Lake points between Hyman and Lopez. 54-26 Blue Jays.
Also, here's another good one, Brandon. A big 7 league matchup at halftime. Hiawatha boys only down 7, 33-26 to Perry.
It is Perry and Hiawatha tonight at Perry. That game can be seen on the Hiawatha channel. As, of course, we will have the Hiawatha girls playing in their championship game of their midseason tournament tomorrow inside the roundhouse. They'll play Marysville, who had a great upset win. They beat 2A number 4 Jackson Heights in a semifinal on Thursday. So it's Marysville and Hiawatha in that girls' invitational tournament hosted by Hiawatha. Redhawks looking to win it for a second straight year. Blue Jays been in control since the jump here. Lopez has it with the Eagles. Gets it inside. This is Jared Johnson. Now McDaniel pulls, missing a mid-range J. Deflected out of bounds. Last touch by the Blue Jays. The Silver Lake will keep it. 3:07 to go in the quarter, trailing 54-26. Over the top pass. Jared Johnson has it. Now Hyman. Roki went for the steal. Couldn't quite get it. Hyman a little step back. It's pure. Troy Hyman now with 14. 54-28 at under 3 minutes to go in the quarter. Here's Voos, skipping one right side. Garber wants Roki at the free throw line. Instead goes to Michael in the corner. Holds it high. Skips it top of the key. Garber a 3 short. Rebound Silver Lake. Dane Johnson wants to go coast to coast. A lot of contact. Throws it up. No good, but a foul. I think they get Garber with this one. Free throws coming up here for the Eagles. So Garber picks up his first. And this puts Dane Johnson at the line. He's not scored tonight. Looking for his first check in the scorebook. Missing the first free throw there. No good. Got 2:38 left in this third quarter. It's been all Sabetha. 54-28 their lead here at Silver Lake. Dane Johnson with one more at the line. This one's good. He goes 1 for 2. Makes it 54-29. Jacob Grimm is checked back in for Sabetha. Long pass to Voos up the floor. Saves it. Oh, they say he stepped on the line and a turnover. So the Eagles get it back with 2.5 minutes left here in the third. This game really got out of hand in the first quarter. Sabetha led 23-2 after one and 43-16 at halftime. They lead it 54-29 and under 2:20 to go. As Lopez has it, steps inside. Now Hyman underneath and blocked out of bounds from behind by Roki. Entered the game with 19 block shots in 12 games. Here's Niehaus back in for Roki. So a little bit smaller of a lineup here. Moose, Grimm, Michael, Niehaus, and Garber on the floor for Sabetha. Now Niehaus comes away with a steal. Now they get it up the floor to Garber. Layup good. And finally it takes late into the third quarter, but Matthew Garber in the books. His first bucket, 56-29 the score. Hyman pulls up for three. Short. Chasing it down in the corner is Jared Johnson. And fighting for it in the corner. Now we get a whistle and a foul against the Eagles as Boost made a nice play in the corner. The Silver Lake foul against McDaniel. That is his fourth. That'll bring up Brody Dider, the sophomore. Check in for him. Another sub coming in late. Stidham's going to check back in as McDaniel will come out with four fouls. And another sub, Spencer Johnson's going to check in. A minute 52 to go in the third. 56-29 is the Sabetha lead. Roki leading the way with 20 points. Bauman has 12, McAfee with 11. Here is Garber, a long pass to Vuce. Now skipped back Garber's way on the wing. Gets it to Michael. Now Grimm. Had it knocked away. Vuce trying to get it, and Silver Lake comes away with it. This is Dane Johnson drive. Shot is up good, and the foul. Well, the continuation more along the lines of the NBA play is he got a little extra step and finish. As Nathan Vuce picks up the foul, his first.
Brandon, you got your wish. All three of the Johnsons are in for Silver Lake.
All right. Hopefully we can go Johnson to Johnson to Johnson as Johnson makes a free throw. I hope listeners can find this as enjoyable as we do.
I meant to comment, if we could get all five of the starters past the last name Johnson.
And Grimm's going to be called for a travel here as the Eagles kind of ramped up the pressure in the full court. Eight turnovers in the game. So, again, the Johnson update. Spencer and Dane are brothers. Jared also in. He is a sophomore. No affiliation.
What a night we've had so far.
It's been fun. Not going to lie. We still got a quarter and change to go. A 56-32 lead for Sabetha. They have dominated from the jump. Here is Stidham. And a pull-up J. Corner is good from 15. Spencer Johnson. Stidham the assist. 56-34 would have been cooler it was from Johnson, but it was not. Stidham with a nice feed. Here's Niehaus. His pass deflected in a steal by Jared Johnson. Really going to emphasize these Johnsons coming down the stretch. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. 56-34. It's a 22-point lead for Sabetha. Pass knocked out of bounds. And last touch by Silver Lake. A turnover by the Eagles. Make it 14 in the game for them. Johnny Roberts, head coach for Silver Lake, wanted a foul there. Will not get it. Now the Blue Jays could play for the final shot if they so choose. Here's Vuce. Cross, hands it off to Garber. Right down the middle. Layup good. Count it. Plus one. Matthew Garber, a little bit of finesse on that finish. He's got four and a chance for one more. We knew Garber wasn't going to go scoreless. I think we can agree on that. He has made it now 58-34 at 34 seconds to go in the third. And he is a very good free throw shooter, by the way, 85%. That free throw makes him now 61 of 71 from the line this year. That is a very good clip. Or the senior, Matthew Garber. 59-34. Eagles have it with 20 seconds to go. Here's Jared Johnson for three, and that one's good. Jared Johnson. His first bucket tonight makes it 59-37. 10 seconds to go here for the Blue Jays. Boost, a long pass. Niehaus has it. Diving in from the right wing. Garber open for three. No good, but he is fouled. Stidham runs into him, and Garber's going to shoot three, and I think Stidham's down. And an injury timeout as Stidham is hurt. Running into Garber, who's now going to shoot three free throws. With 2 seconds left in the quarter, Elijah Lopez will come in for the injured Stidham, who's on the far side of the floor being looked at. As they tend to him, we'll keep it right here. 2.7 seconds remaining in the third. 59-37, Sabetha. This game got out of hand pretty early on. 23-2 was the first quarter score. Blue Jays dominated the first 8 minutes. They have held that lead comfortably the whole way, and now Stidham is up to his feet and not much weight on that right side, and he'll be helped off to the locker room. Just hoping Stidham's all right. Lopez comes back in, and Garber's going to shoot three. As a team, Sabetha 64% at the line, Garber 85%. And he's good on the first. 60-37. Blue Jays. Second is good. The rotation is there. You can see it as he follows that one through. Just one dribble. And he goes 3 for 3. 8 points all in the second half here for Garber. 2 seconds to go. Long heave at the buzzer is short. And that takes us to the fourth quarter, where it's all Blue Jays here tonight, leading here at Silver Lake 62-37. 1 quarter to go. Back in a moment here on Kansaland Radio.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
All right, welcome back. Sabetha trying to put the finishing touches here on a big-time win post-midseason tournament here on the road at Silver Lake. Blue Jays 62, Eagles 37. So we are underway to start the fourth quarter. Eagles with the basketball sitting in a 1-3-1 zone are the Blue Jays. Here is Dane Johnson left side. Starters on the floor right now for the Blue Jays. In the corner, Johnson a three, shorts, rebound for Niehaus, and then it's knocked away. Silver Lake gets it back. Left side into the corner, it's Jared Johnson a three, that's good. Jared Johnson, 6 points, couple of triples, makes it 62-40. 7.5 minutes to go, Bauman splitting a couple, takes it all the way, missing the layup, no good. Fighting for the rebound is Roki, he gets it back, throws it up and in. You want to know something? That was Roki's first rebound. Think about that. But he's got 22 points.
He's got a dunk, though.
He does have a dunk. It's been a big night for Roki. 64-40. Lopez gets one inside. Good defense by McAfee, and he pulls it away. Here's Garber. Left side. Gets in the paint. Had it knocked away, and then backs out behind the perimeter. A minute plus gone by in the fourth quarter. All Sabetha. 64-40 here at Silver Lake. Here's Niehaus in the corner, up top to Garber, fakes, fires a three, no good, short off the rim. McAfee strong underneath, the rebound and stick back. 13, and now 10 rebounds for McAfee, a double-double. 66-40 at 6.5 minutes to go. Garber tips it in the air, comes away with a steal, up the floor to Niehaus, and he missed the layup. And then Roki gets the rebound, but they call an offensive foul. They say Roki fouled from behind on the rebound attempt. So I think, correct me if I'm wrong, has Niehaus dunked one in a game before? Because it looked like he went for the dunk, but it just kind of slipped away.
I have not seen it, but I'm not saying he hasn't.
I mean, he's 6'3", so I think he probably could. But it looked like he definitely tried, and the ball just kind of got away from him. But nonetheless, Eagles get it back. 26-point lead for the Blue Jays. McDaniel using a little hustle and muscle, and McDaniel now has 7, 66-42. 2 minutes gone by in this fourth quarter. They break the pressure. Garber, left side pass. Bauman open for three. Short. And Niehaus able to grab the rebound. Now Garber ball fakes at the point. Backs it up top. And we'll reset. Here's Bauman bouncing one to McAfee inside on the block. Gets underneath. Pass McDaniel. Little scoop shot with the left hand. Rattles in. McAfee now with 15. It's 68-42. Here is Hyman, top of the circle, guarded by Roki, left side to Lopez, guarded by Niehaus, puts it on the dribble, a lot of contact, and an offensive foul. Niehaus took the brunt of the heat, and Lopez with the charge, a second foul and another turnover. Offensive foul, number five, Eli Lopez, 5:29 to go in the game, 68-42, Sabetha. Of course, the Blue Jays get back into the Big 7 mode on Tuesday next week. They will go to Riverside. As Niehaus drives in, kicks it back out. Roki at the elbow, kind of losing the handle, deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Silver Lake, so the Blue Jays will keep it at 5:20 to go.
Yeah, and you think about Sabetha's next two matchups, at least for the guy side. We talked about the girls. They're going to have a really tough game Tuesday night at Riverside. Sabetha boys, they're playing at Riverside next Tuesday night. Then you get to go home, and you get to play Royal Valley. Royal Valley gave you kind of a scare at the beginning of the season. You're going to get them a second time. And remember, it's also going to be the first game at home.
They call an offensive foul, by the way, on McAfee here. His second. So here come the reserves again for Sabetha at 5:20 to go, leading by 26. And again, kind of going back to your points with next week for Sabetha, Riverside. And what does it say about the Big 7 when you have a Riverside team that's won just three games this year? They haven't won a league game, yet they go to the McLeod Invitational last week, make it to the championship, and lose to a ranked Bishop Ward team by 3 points in the title game.
It just tells you how good the Big 7 League is. Riverside's going in the Big 7 League. You're playing Holton, Sabetha. You know, you're playing Perry. Royal Valley's not a pushover this year. You know, we kind of figured Royal Valley would be not near as good as last year, obviously. But we didn't figure to be that they'd be as talented as they are so far. Nemo Central, they're definitely down this season, but they're still a team that, you know, they play tough. It's just something, the Big 7 League, you can't count anybody out. Hiawatha's not a terrible boys team this season.
That's what we're seeing. It's getting a little chippy with them in Perry tonight.
We had a chippy game with Sabetha Perry.
That was.
As well.
That was a fun one for sure, with Sabetha winning that one by three, coming down to the wire. Blue Jays not coming down to the wire here. They lead it 68-42, a whistle and a foul inside as the reserves are in. Silver Lake foul on Troy Hyman, his second. And free throws coming up here for Jacob Grimm. Grimm played a little bit in the first half, has three fouls, has not scored tonight. And the first free throw short. Spencer Johnson's checking back in for his brother Dane. So Johnson for Johnson. Grimm will have one more free throw, trying to get in the book here tonight, looking for that first tally, and he's got it. Grimm on the board. He goes 1-for-2 at the stripe, 69-42 at 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Sabetha jumped out to a big lead early. They have not looked back. There is Jared Johnson inside. McDaniel turning, firing, and hitting over Grimm. McDaniel's played well tonight. He's got 9. 69-44 with 4:13 to go. Here's Michael, left side in the corner. This is Tyler Middled. Now a right side pass. There's a drive. Michael left wing for three. It is short, and then it bounces up over the backboard, and it goes back to Silver Lake. Brody Dider's going to check in. We also see Braden Strasbaugh, a 6'2 sophomore. Silver Lake going a little bit deeper into their bench as well, and played 4 minutes. We got four to go in this fourth quarter in what's been a dominant performance tonight by the Blue Jays. Eagles with the basketball. A drive. Shot is up. No good. A rebound for Preston Michael. Now Nathan Boos has it. We'll slow the tempo from right to left. 3:45 clock moving fourth quarter. 69-44 Blue Jays. Now Michael pulls for three. This one no good. A rebound for Lopez. Eagles a little medium with the push here. Right corner, this is Spencer Johnson, gets to the elbow, kicks it. Now Jared Johnson, a three, and it is Johnson to Johnson. How about Jared Johnson, 9 points and three threes? That one from Johnson. I'm glad you can find it as entertaining as I do. What a pass inside. Michael gets an easy bucket for Sabetha. And a timeout here for Scott Berger. It's a 30. I think it was just a timeout to get Will Ulrich into the game, but they'll take that 30. We'll keep it right here. 3:10 to go. It's 71-47. And it's going to turn into a split tonight. The girls earlier playing very good Silver Lake team, ranked in the top 7 in 3A. They were down 5 at halftime, but Silver Lake ran away from that one in the second half. And Blue Jay boys, 23-2 in the first quarter. They haven't back.
No, they haven't. A little parody from the girls' game, obviously. It's not the girls. They were down 5 at halftime. Silver Lake, they went on a run in the third quarter, you know, halfway through it. Well, Sabetha, they did it from scratch here in the boys' game. And just that, you know, two games, kind of similar. But two teams run your way with it, but it's opposite teams in both games.
Well, out of the timeout, 71-47, Blue Jays coming up on the final 3 minutes to go. Silver Lake with the basketball, knocking it away, a near steal, but the Eagles get it back up top. This is Dider, drives, a little pull-up is good. Brody Dider for two, his first basket tonight, 71-49. Here is Preston Michael, right side on the wing. Looking for an entry pass, now lobs it in there. This is Tyler Middold, drives, and is bumped and fouled. And this will be a 1-1 here for Tyler Middold. Foul was on Strasbaugh, his first. And another sub in. This will be Eamon Kaufman, a 5'11 sophomore. In for the Eagles, first minutes for him tonight. At 2:42 to go. Tyler Middold will shoot a free throw. No good. And the rebound for Kaufman, who just came in off the bench. Eagles drive, a lot of contact, and I think it's an offensive foul. So a turnover by the Eagles, and the Blue Jays will get it back. I didn't see through the bodies. Was that Ulrich who took the charge there? It was either him or Grimm, I think,
he took the charge.
Nicely done by Will Ulrich to take a charge. He'll walk it across the timeline from right to left. Angles left. Now it goes back to the middle of the floor. Michael has a touch high right. Tyler Middle now on the wing right. Here's Grimm at the elbow. Facing the bucket. Lobbing one to Michael inside. It's knocked away. Middle fighting to get it back. And a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it here. We'll see Calvin Evans, Harper Schmelsley, and Kellen Winger. Now the Blue Jays go deep as they're going to move to 13-0 as they get set for a trip to Riverside on Tuesday. You got to love PA announcers. Sometimes unfiltered, you got to love it. Blue Jays trying to run out the clock here. 2:10 to go. They lead it 71-49. Here is Tyler Middle, the touch. He'll drive inside. He is bumped and fouled. And a 1-1 here for Middle. Just missed one earlier. Silver Lake foul against Lopez, his third. So now it's a two-shot foul. It's the 10th team foul, so two coming up here for Tyler Middle. He has not scored tonight. Does have a rebound. A lefty short on the first. Well, the leaders tonight for the Blue Jays, Roki 22, McAfee 15, Bauman with 12, Garber finishes with 8. After not scoring in the first half, and then an offensive rebound here by Winger as Middle goes 0 for 2. Evans into the corner. This is Winger, drives in the paint, shot is up, blocked. Offensive rebound is up, no good. Now Lopez the rebound. And now a whistle and a foul against the Blue Jays at 1:50 to go. I think they get Tyler Middle here with what would be his first.
Foul on number 31.
So we walk the other way for a 1-1. Elijah Lopez will shoot this 1-1, who has 7 points and 4 rebounds in the game tonight for the Eagles. Came in averaging 5-3. and has 7-4 tonight. And a lane violation called against Jared Johnson. A little premature, so no good on the free throw. And the Blue Jays get it back with 1:50 to go. So the final 1:45, it's moving. The Blue Jays in the nightcap, just very stout. And number 1 and 3A showing it as Menold gets a little up and under move. That one is no good. A second chance opportunity is no good by Ulrich. And a lot of contact inside and balls out of bounds. Or did that far official call a foul? I think he did. Lopez picks up his fourth. And got to see who's shooting the free throws here. It will be. And Ulrich will shoot the free throws. Double bonus. Ulrich has 2 points and a rebound. He's also a lefty. And the first free throw too strong. 71-49 Blue Jays. 93 seconds to go in this game. Ulrich, one more. It's on the way. That one also no good. An offensive rebound for Menold inside, and he uses the muscle, but he's called for a travel. How about the effort we have seen from Tyler Menold in limited minutes here in the fourth quarter? Eagles with the basketball under 90 seconds to go. Blue Jays putting the finishing touches on this one. They're about to move to 13-0. Nice little hop, step, and finish by Brody Dider, who now has 4. 71-51, 1:15 to go. Once again, it's been a fun night for the Blue Jay boys. They got out to a big lead early. They have not looked back. Been dominant. Will stay undefeated. As Ulrich drives, a little floater, short, tipped around in the paint. Silver Lake picks it up with Johnson. Johnson up the floor near sideline, angles down the middle. Left side pass, it goes to Brody Dider. Dider at the free throw line, kicks it right. This is Kaufman, a drive. And a foul with 40 seconds to go against Sabetha. It will get Harper Schmelsley with his first. So a 1-1 here for Eamon Kaufman, a 5'11 sophomore. Not played a whole lot this year for Silver Lake. But he will shoot a 1-1. And the first, no good. And that's the second time we have seen a lane violation called. He made the free throw, but it's not going to count. So Blue Jays get it back. Final 40 seconds and a 20-point lead. Coming up, we'll have our post-game show. We'll announce our player of the game, get you set for Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show tonight as we got girls' midseason tournaments wrapping up this weekend. There's a missed shot and a rebound. And 15 seconds here. Eagles have it, knocked away. Into the corner with Lopez, a baseline drive, and he almost dunked it in, but Lopez finishing with some contact, 9 points for him. Final 4 seconds. It's picked up by Sabetha, and that will do it, folks. Dominant from the jump. Blue Jays really never in any danger tonight, and they win it here at Silver Lake, 71-53. Our postgame is next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Big win for the Blue Jay boys. We'll talk about it next year on Kansas Land Radio.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
71-53, Sabetha boys dominant tonight in the nightcap as the Blue Jays earn a split here at Silver Lake. Eagle girls in the first game winning big, 62-39, and the Blue Jay boys score 23 of the 25 first quarter points in route to a 71-53 win. Brandon, Colin, Logan, one final time with you here on Kansas Land Radio, also the Sabetha channel at mscsports.net. 71-53, the final again. Sabetha led 23-2 starting the second quarter, and they were just on a different kind of level offensively to start. Everything they were throwing up was dropping, and they just never relinquished a big lead. Silver Lake never really able to get back in. You had Coach Scott Berger putting in the reserves, you know, as early as middle of the second quarter. Starters had to come back, play a little bit in the second half, and then ultimately both teams emptying the bench late in the fourth quarter. But Blue Jays played like a number one team in the state tonight, and boy, if they're that good offensively, I would say they're probably very, very tough to beat.
Yeah, obviously, again, we talked about it there in that game. Brandon, we did the Perry game, Beth Boys. It was a really, really hard-fought game. Beth Boys found a way to win that one. You know, we talked beginning of the season, kind of preseason. We figured it would be Spetha and Holton on the guys' side would be your top two, and then again, you know, Perry would be up there as well. But Spetha and Holton, Spetha, they took care of business pretty well against Holton the first time around this season. Really, the only other team other than Perry so far that has really challenged Sabetha, if you will, has been Royal Valley. I mean, Marysville was a tough game, but as far as the league, Royal Valley played Sabetha really tough. They're going to get Royal Valley next Friday night. Obviously, they're going to have to go through Riverside first on Tuesday.
Right.
But, yeah, you just talked about it. Sabetha boys, and we talked about it too, the Sabetha boys, you would have to agree with me probably that the player that we'd say, if you had to say a top player for the boys team, would be Matthew Garvin. You know, just what he does game in, game out. And tonight, he only had 8 points in the game. And you look at other guys on the team, this team's well-rounded. They have guys that can take over pretty much any single game. It doesn't have to rely on one guy necessarily. And tonight, you know, Davis Roque had 22. You look at it, Marcus Bauman had 12. McAfee had 15. So they kind of stepped up. And then obviously the guys who came in, Tyler Middle, look what he did there towards the end of the game, the way he was getting rebounds, fighting for the ball, being aggressive. You get guys like that that can do that coming off the bench. We talked about the depth of this boys' team. You got somebody like Tyler Middle doing that, he could start seeing his minutes increase as well.
Well, it is an impressive performance, no doubt about it, here on Kansas Land Radio. Blue Jays 71, Eagles 53. Our statistics tonight brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. As we dive into the numbers, Blue Jays led by Davis Roque, 22 points to lead the charge. Christian McAfee, also a double-double, 15 points and 10 rebounds. Marcus Bauman with 12. Matthew Garber with 8. 7 points from Preston Michael. Noel Niehaus had 4 points and 5 rebounds. Will Ulrich had 2. Jacob Grimm had 1. And you mentioned some of the other reserves not scoring, but gathering some rebounds, causing some havoc on the defensive end. Blue Jays, 10 turnovers, 24 rebounds. They were 6 of 13 at the line. Silver Lake tonight, they were led by Troy Hyman, their leading scorer, 14 points and 4 rebounds. They also had a trio with 9 apiece, Elijah Lopez, Jared Johnson, and Braxton McDaniel. They also had 4 apiece from Dane Johnson, Brody Dider, and Spencer Johnson. Silver Lake had 18 turnovers, 20 rebounds. They were 7 of 12 at the free throw line. player to bank on. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. I will leave this to Logan for our player of the game tonight.
Well, you kind of look at it for Sabetha, and you know, like we just talked about, you think about somebody like Matthew Garber, seems like we talk about him all game. Well, tonight he only had 8 points. Who else stepped up? And I'm just looking at Marcus Bauman did really, really well in the first half. Christian McAfee had a heck of a game. But, you know, look at the points and you look what he did offensively and defensively, steals and all that. Davis Roque.
He's
got to be player of the game tonight.
Yeah, 22 points. He had 15 in the first half, and I think a good chunk of that was in the second quarter.
Yeah.
It was kind of the McAfee and Bauman show in the first quarter.
Yeah.
They were the ones kind of exchanging buckets and getting towards that 10-point mark early. Roque, I believe, had 3 buckets on 3 straight possessions to start the second quarter. That kind of lifted him, and he had a 15-point first half, finishing with 22 in the game. Although he did only have 1 rebound. He did have a couple of block shots, the leading block shot man on this team. But Davis Roque, again, yeah, good call. 22 points, our player of the game. It's our player to bank on. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Before we wrap things up, of course, we got the high school scoreboard show coming up here in just a little bit on Kansas Land Radio. Everyone back at the studio helping out. Kurt, and everyone will recap the area games going on tonight as midseason tournaments are wrapping up this week. We'll have some more basketball on the air for you tomorrow.